The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
The maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Alleluia.
Tonight's psalm is Psalm 97, page 726. We'll say in unison, "The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice.
Let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne.
A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees it and is afraid. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice because of his judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord, most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He preserves the lives of the saints and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light has sprung up for the righteous, and joy and gladness for those who are true-hearted. Rejoice in the Lord, the righteous, and give thanks to his holy name."
The reading tonight, the gospel reading, is from John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. And this is Jesus speaking. "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When I first read John 17, verses 20 to 26 this week, I had to look at the whole chapter, John chapter 17. And also consider this reading in the context of the Sunday after the Ascension and the Sunday before Pentecost. It was also interesting to me that the Gospel lectionary reading for today was from the first part of John 17. In this chapter of John, Jesus is talking to and praying for the disciples, praying that all are kept in unity, the unity of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. In this chapter, I truly got a feeling for the Trinity, and Jesus assuring us that we will never be alone, even though his body will leave the earth. John's writing is expansive, inclusive, and poetic. John's writing in this gospel is not known for being direct. In this passage, John is taking the long way around, the scenic route. And yes, I would say the whole chapter to me was nebulous, up in the clouds. But a few days ago was Ascension Day, where we commemorate Jesus ascending to the heavens. So maybe up in the clouds is where we are right now. For this homily, I want to talk about one of my favorite things, intercessory prayer. In this reading, Jesus prays for his disciples to God, prays out loud, and this is one example of intercessory prayer. Jesus loves his disciples and all of us very much and assures us that if we know Jesus, we know God. Intercessory prayer is us praying for others. In the Episcopal Church, the prayers of the people in the Book of the Common Prayer and the Daughters of the King are just two examples of how we value and provide structure for intercessory prayer practice. Intercessory prayer is not only a practice in the Christian Church, but a practice in most all of the other world religions as well. For the past 160 years, research has been done on the effectiveness of intercessory prayer for the people prayed for and the people who prayed. Between 2005 and 2010, several studies and meta-analyses were done to evaluate the effectiveness of intercessory prayer for those prayed for. And it was concluded that there was not significant evidence that prayer helped or hurt people who were ill or in trouble. And in some studies, people who were not prayed for had better outcomes than those who were prayed for. In addition, I found this interesting, a 2018 study of Christians, two groups or maybe three groups with a control group, Christians who prayed, and non-religious people who did not pray, it was concluded that praying regularly was not associated with increased charitable giving. In fact, those who considered themselves non-religious were more likely to give to charities. Today, there's much discussion about studies like these and the methodologies used. The Cochrane Report, which evaluates studies like a database for that, and the conclusion about intercessory prayer stated that there is so much evidence that intercessory prayer does not make a difference in the health outcomes of those prayed for that there is no need to spend additional money or time doing further studies. In fact, there have been incidences of academic misconducts of researchers attempting to sway the study results. And there are recommendations that research on intercessory prayer should not be done by people who believe in intercessory prayer or who pray for others as a practice. And also there are cautions about researchers who are highly critical of prayer doing this research as well. Furthermore, some Christian scholars quote from Deuteronomy chapter 6, that you should not put God to the test, meaning that prayer cannot and should not be examined through scientific studies. And then there are the questions of how people pray, which prayers people pray, and what styles of praying people do. Studying the effectiveness of prayer has become a political and hot-button issue. a very human and worldly thing in the world that we live in. But maybe the researchers and I are either asking the wrong questions or just not getting it. From the book of God, Jesus is talking about the unity between himself, God, and the Holy Spirit, and each other. Prayer is a process. It has been shown that prayer does change the people who pray. Prayer is for us. And prayer has been known to foster connection, build communities, decrease isolation and loneliness, lessen anxiety, depression, anger, aggression, and violence within individuals and communities who do it. Maybe praying with God, praying with others, is different than praying for others or for ourselves. Well, I feel like this homily is inclusive. Usually when I write a homily, I start in one place, and in a page and a half to 3 pages, I've gone on a journey with words, made a point, wrapped things up, and even put a bow on some of these points. I have an outcome. I have a product. But in the book of John, and with Jesus and his spiritual and heavenly nature, we are experiencing something different. And I want to end from a little book that I have, Daily Prayers from the Corey Mila Community, and this is from the introduction. There are some things that prayer is. Prayer is rhythm. Prayer is comfort. Prayer is disappointment. Prayer is words and shapes and art around dispersion and delight and disappointment and desire. Prayer can be the art that helps us to name our desire. And even if the desire is only named, naming it is a good thing. No prayer is perfect. There is only the person praying, the person kneeling, the person standing, the person walking with beads between their fingers, the person cursing God or gloom or fate or whatever it is that seems not to be listening. Henry Nouwen said that the only way to pray is to pray. No prayer is hollow, whether the answer is on the way or the answer is silent. To pray is to trace the edge of chaos and find a way to contain it, not to control it. Amen. Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Look down, O Lord, from your heavenly throne, and illumine this night with your celestial brightness, that by night as by day your people may glorify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those, both night and day, who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Entertain intercessions and thanksgivings.
Larson and his graduation. Valdosta State University. Elizabeth. And
Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping,
that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised.
For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping,
that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.
Thank you.